Good evening, folks. I just wanted to all welcome you all here tonight to the first evening of the Radical Imagination Festival. Thank you for coming. I'm Alex Kisnabish. I'm a professor at Mount St. Vincent University, and I'm one of the co-directors of the Radical Imagination Project. On behalf of Max Haven, who's also our other director who can't be here tonight because he's jet-setting around the world, spreading the radical imagination far and wide, hopefully. We wanted to welcome you and thank you for coming. Thank you for participating. This is the most ambitious event I think the project has put on to date. We're really excited about it, really excited to have all these wonderful speakers here, really excited to have you here, and looking forward to a couple of days of really good, engaged discussion about issues around social justice, activism, organizing, and social change. I'm going to keep my introductory comments as brief as possible, and then just welcome the speakers here to our first panel. I do want to say just a couple of quick words. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge that this event and our lives here in Halifax are happening on top of unceded Mi'kmaq territory, and we acknowledge and honor that and acknowledge our responsibility to engage in a process of decolonization, figuring out what exactly that means. I'd also like to acknowledge that we exist on top of other histories and legacies of struggle that we want to explore, some of which we'll explore over the next couple of days, others of which we would do well to remember in moments like these. And I wanted to thank the bus stop for opening up their doors to us. I'll just say a couple of words about the structure of the events over the next 2 days. So our first panel tonight is called Building Radical Community. It features Chris Dixon, Elle Jones, and Sherry Pictou, and I'll introduce you to them. Perhaps you know them well already in a second. We're going to go till approximately 6:30 with this panel. Each panelist has been asked to prepare some comments based around three questions, and I'll tell you what the questions are in a second. After that, we have about 45 minutes for an open discussion, and I'll facilitate that. Just so you know, I'll do my best to keep stack, which means I won't just go in the order people put up their hands, but I'll try to prioritize non-dominant, non-privileged voices as I do that. So please, if I don't call on you right away, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just trying to get as many voices to be heard as possible. And I'd ask you just when it does come to the Q&A section of our events tonight, keep your comments and questions as short as possible so we can hear from as many people as possible. So without any further ado, I think that's... I should note, so after the panel, we'll have a brief break from 6:30 to around 7 o'clock. The bus stop has a cash bar, which you're welcome to make use of. We also have free food tonight, light refreshments. And then after this panel, we're going to have a... another panel, which is a triple book launch for Elle Jones's book, Chris Dixon's book, and Max and my book as well. So we hope you can stay for that. And like I said, there'll be refreshments beforehand. Tomorrow we have two more panels and an activist info exchange session in between, during which time we'll also serve you lunch. So if you're registered, wonderful. If you're not, that's fine too. You're welcome here as well. We hope you enjoy yourselves and find this a stimulating and engaging event over the next couple of days. Right, just before I get to the bios, I'm gonna read you the three questions that we've asked each of our panelists on each of our three panels to consider as they prepare their comments for this event. They're pretty straightforward, but I think it helps for you to understand that we were giving them some guidance, hopefully. The first was, we asked each person to briefly describe their academic, activist, or artistic work and its political significance to them. The second question was, what movements have inspired you and what lessons have you learned from them? And the third is, what are the major challenges facing efforts to imagine and build alternatives to the status quo today? Hopefully we'll hear those threads in the commentary, although we've left considerable room, obviously, for each and every presenter to approach these issues as they see fit. And hopefully that will provoke all kinds of interesting things. So Building Radical Community, our first panel. I'm going to ask our other two panelists to come up as well at this point and take their seats. As they do that, I'm going to introduce people. Just know that each of our panels is organized just according to alphabetical last name, and that's how I'm going to introduce our speakers today. First and farthest on your left is Chris Dixon. Originally from Alaska, Chris is a longtime anarchist organizer, writer, and educator. He holds a PhD from the University of California at Santa Cruz. Chris is a member of the Institute for Anarchist Studies and serves on the advisory board for the activist journal Upping the Ante. Chris lives in Ottawa, unceded Algonquin territory, where he's involved in anti-poverty organizing. And his book, which we have here tonight and which you'll hear about more later, has just come out. It's called Another Politics, Talking Across Today's Transformative Movements, and was just published by the University of California Press. Next to Chris, we have Elle Jones. I'm sure many of you are familiar with Elle. Elle is a spoken word activist and teacher. Her first book, Live from the African Resistance, from Roseway Press, speaks out of the radical black tradition in Nova Scotia and throughout the diaspora. Elle's book is for sale here tonight as well as Chris's, and hopefully you can stay for both their comments and their book launch afterward. And finally, last but not least, on the right we have Sherry Pictou. Sherry has volunteered and worked in various capacities for several First Nations organizations, and in particular for her home community, the Bear River First Nation in Nova Scotia. Much of her political and activist work has been involved in reasserting the right to initiate community approaches to natural resource access, harvesting, and management. She's participated in several national and international cross-cultural learning projects regarding indigenous and other small-scale fisheries. Currently, Sherry's in the interdisciplinary PhD program at Dalhousie University, and she serves as an associate member of the Bay of Fundy Marine Resource Center and the International Small-Scale Fisheries Learning Circles Project. I'd like you to welcome our three panelists for our very first panel tonight. And one more quick point, and I promise you won't hear from me again after this. Just so you know, we are recording our panelists tonight, but we have not mic'd the audience. But just so you know, the panels are being recorded. The audio will be available later via our project website, but we are also quite excited to be broadcasting live right now on local public pirate radio, 88.9. So our panelists are streaming live as we speak as well. Without any further ado.